Brandon joins us here on Tim and Sid. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I appreciate you coming on today. I guess the general big picture question with any Jay that we talk to from now until April 2nd is, how excited are you?
Oh, I'm real excited. You know, started in the offseason, of course, with the trade with the Marlins, and then, you know, it just seemed to steamroll from there, signing Melky Cabrera, trading for R.A. Dickey, and, you know, I know it's got everybody up in Toronto pumped up.
Brandon Morrow of the Jays here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Who's the guy who maybe you hadn't seen a lot or played with in the past that you're most excited to get to know?
JJ, Josh Johnson, I think. You know, we've been in different leagues our whole career, and, you know, I've got to see him a little bit on highlights and ESPN and that, but, you know, he's a big dude and he's got great stuff, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this year.
Brandon, how important are guys like you? I mean, essentially half the roster's changed here. You're a guy who's been in that clubhouse a bit now. How much responsibility are on the shoulders of guys like you and Jose and Edwin to, for lack of a better term, try and help the process of meshing along so you guys are clicking on all cylinders from the get-go?
Yeah, I think it's important, and I think it's going to be pretty easy. You know, we got a lot of good personalities in the clubhouse, a lot of guys that get along, and, you know, we're all friends in there. So bringing in these guys, I've heard nothing but good things about them and about their clubhouse presence. So I think, you know, it's just going to add to that.
Brandon Morrow, the Toronto Blue Jays here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Brandon, it's tough to describe to you the feeling in this city when all of that went down last December. How did you react to all of it?
Well, actually, Ricky broke the news to me. It was great. You know, he called me on my way home from my morning workout and was like, hey, I heard we're, you know, trading for Josh Johnson. So I was like, oh, that's great. You know, he's going to be, you know, a big part of the staff. It's awesome to get an arm like that. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, it's, holy cow, we're getting Jose Reyes and Mark Burley and Bonifacio as well. And, you know, it was really exciting. And then to see Twitter blow up and everything on the news. And, yeah, it was getting us all pumped up.
Injury-wise, I know the strained oblique is a thing of the past, but just so we get that out of the way, how do you feel right now physically?
Great. You know, my arm's in great shape. Body's in great shape. You know, I've been excited to get back out here and start getting to work.
I don't know if you've talked to manager John Gibbons about it or if you have your own gut feelings, but I'm curious. In terms of the first two series of the year at home, Cleveland and Boston, what night do you think you will be making your first start?
Well, I think tentatively they, you know, said that I would be going in the second game. So that was, I think, said during the State of the Franchise meetings they had up there at the stadium, and then they let me know, you know, shortly after that.
It's an interesting thing. I mean, they're going to roll out R.A. Dickey that first game. Knuckleballer, there's no more unique guy right now throwing a baseball in the major leagues than him. The debate of what do you follow that with, righty, lefty, I think it's kind of been an ongoing conversation since the moves, and I think it will continue throughout spring training. So you think you going next, that's the best possibility? Do you think you would switch that up, maybe go lefty then you? What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, I think our rotation throws a lot of different looks at you. I think the way that they, you know, said that day tentatively it would be R.A., then myself, Burley, JJ, and then Ricky after that. And I think just going knuckleball, right, left, really gives you a lot of different looks. I mean, it could have been either me or Josh Johnson in that spot and then switch it that way. You could switch Ricky and Burley. I mean, the different looks that you get in a series could really throw off some hitters.
Brandon Morrow, the Toronto Blue Jays here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Brandon, I think the feeling when most teams that aren't as loaded as you go into camp with is if everything is perfect, if we stay healthy, we have a shot. And we saw last year when there's not a lot of depth, things can go off the rails pretty quickly. Is the really great thing about this entire scenario the level of depth that you now have? And then if something happens to one of the five guys in the rotation, it's not a deal breaker this season.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important. You saw it last year. I mean, coming into spring, there was a lot of optimism, a lot of, great feelings and stuff. But, yeah, we had that feeling that things, you know, needed to go right for us. I think we were, you know, really optimistic, but, you know, cautiously optimistic. And unfortunately, there was those injuries, and that really derailed us. We were having a great early part of the season. And then, of course, the injuries to the rotation in that same week. And then Jose with the wrist injury and Lori and JP and, just seeing the snowball. And, yeah, this year we got a lot of depth at a lot of different positions. And that just, makes it a lot easier on everybody in case something happens.
Brandon Morrow, Toronto Blue Jays here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Brandon, all present company excluded, of the new guys, who do you think is the most hungry to get going? And of the holdovers, who do you think is the most excited?
Oh, I think everybody's, excited to get over. I think Jose, is probably, of the holdovers, the guy, that's really excited to get going. That, he tried to come back last year and just didn't work out for him. And, he's feeling good now and the wrist is feeling great. So I think he's, really chomping at the bit to get in some games.
Brandon Morrow, Toronto Blue Jays here on Tim and Sid. Brandon, new manager, John Gibbons. Have you spoken to him a lot yet? And the second part to that question is, if you have spoken to him, can you understand a word that he's saying?
yeah, you can understand him. I mean, he's got an accent, but, it's not too bad. I haven't spoken to him a whole lot, but you can definitely tell that he's a laid-back guy, that he's, here to get the work in, not trying to get in the way, not trying to put his personality, in front of anybody else's. And, I think he's going to be really a good, captain to the ship.
And you also know someone in that clubhouse, and it might be you for all I know, someone in that clubhouse is going to develop the best Gibby impression. Who do you think it will be?
I don't know. Probably not going to be me, but, going off previous impressions, I think JP has definitely got a good shot.
Oh, really? All right. Well, next time we have JP on, maybe we'll poke the bear a little.
You've heard his Tim Kirchin impression.
I've never heard of the Tim Kirchin, actually. Is it good?
Oh, where you been? It was all over ESPN last year during spring.
I'm not good at my job. I missed it.
Yeah, he started this whole thing. They were going around all the camps and getting guys to do impressions and stuff. It was pretty funny when they had Kirchin in here and JP did the impression for him that he'd been doing for a couple years.
I had no idea. Does he do anything else? Or is he a one-trick pony?
He does some funny other ones of his coach that the guys like.
All right. So we'll hit him up on that next time he's on. Brandon Morrow dropping a lot of knowledge on us here today on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Brandon, in terms of your division, the problem the Jays have always had or have had since the World Series years is just the competition's been very stiff around them. The Yankees look like they're in as much turmoil as they've been in years. The Red Sox haven't done a ton since cleaning house last offseason. And I don't know if you heard John Farrell has his dream job right now. So who knows how that's going to go. And who knows if Baltimore is going to have a similar year. Do you feel as though the recipe is right now perfect for you guys to invest what the team invested and to go out and take on these other franchises who seem to be slipping?
Well, I think this team could compete in any year. There's a lot of talk about the Yankees, but the Yankees are the Yankees. They're going to compete. They're going to be there for all the talk about them getting old and stuff. They know how to win, and that's important. The Red Sox definitely have the talent. They got the personnel to do it. Tampa's going to pitch and be tough on defense, and Baltimore's got a great offense. And if they could pitch, they're going to be right there as well. So even though there's a lot of talk about it, I don't think this is going to be any down year for the AL East.
Brandon Morrow, the Toronto Blue Jays here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Brandon, one of the things I remember most about last year team-wise was how great a spring you guys had, and it just didn't translate. Should we pay any attention to what goes on in the spring with you guys at all?
No, I mean, it's been proven that doesn't matter at all. There's been teams with horrible springs that have played great, and obviously teams with great springs that have played poorly. So, it's really just about getting your work in and preparing yourself for those games. I think, a lot of the time last season in spring was we had a great minor league guys that would come in and play well in those late innings. And, that carried a lot of those games where I think that we outplayed them in the later innings. But like I said, it's all thrown out the window on April 1st.
Speaking of April, final question, Brandon, we appreciate the time. How integral is a good start this year, considering the expectations? And in your own mind, minimum, how many wins should you have in that first month? as a team?
Well, you know, I don't want to put a whole lot of stock in that. You know, it's not about finishing fast. It's about finishing strong, or starting fast. It's about finishing strong. So, you know, there's been a lot of teams, you know, 10 games out of the playoffs, you know, come September that have gotten into it, or 7 games out or whatever. You know, it's baseball, and there's 162 games, and it's a long year. And, you know, regardless of your record after the first month, it's about how you play in the next 5.
Before we let you go, just a quick question on why the track used creatures while you walk to the mound. What is it about this song that sticks out to you?
Well, I've listened to 311 for a long time, and I think that you know, creatures, that particular track, just kind of, you know, really represents kind of my journey through my first, you know, few years in the big leagues. If you listen to the first verse, you know, I think it just has a lot of meaning for me that way, and kind of my personality on the mound. So I think it fits well.
If this were like an old school Eminem track and just had profanity laced all over it, and you couldn't play it, what finished runner-up in your walk-up song decision-making? What nearly made the cut?
Well, I don't know. You know, I used a lot of different songs, so I don't think there's a runner-up right now. I think I'm going to stick with that. It's worked for me.
I think it works. Yeah, it's just a lot of things are working for you, so just stick with it. Brandon, we appreciate the time, as always.